Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Nun Hey of Masechtas Menachos. Some of the topics we learn about include Kol Menachos Niloishes Bepeishin Umeshamren Shaleich Mitzu. All Menachos initially must be kneaded in warm water, and therefore they need to be washed even before Kemitza, so that the Mincha does not become Chametz. The source for the Isra Chimutz in the initial Mincha and the Shiraim leftovers. The source for the Isra Chimutz in each of the following tasks: Lisha, kneading the dough; Aricha, shaping the loaves; Afia, baking the loaves. The Gemara also discusses several concepts of klal, a general term, and prat, a specific term. Davar shoyu b'chlal, v'yotzim na klal olamit, loy l'olamit al atzma yotza, el l'olamit al klal kula yotza. If an action was included in a general category of halacha, and was then singled out by the pasuk to tell us that certain halachas apply to this specific action or object, these halachas apply to everything in the general category as well. And the Gemara discusses whether this concept applies to klal or prat amruchak and zem mizeh, when the klal and prat are distant from each other. Klal prat im b'chlal el masha b'prat. When the klal is followed by a prat, the prat minimizes the klal completely, so that only this prat is included in the klal, but all other pratim are excluded from the klal. Prat uklal. Nasa klal moisef ala prat, v'srabalu kol mili. When the prat is followed by a klal, the klal expands the prat to include other pratim similar to the prat.